The following is a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. Please support this podcast and the ministry of the choir by making a one-time or sustaining contribution. For further information, visit complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.
Turn away the face of your anointed. This shall be my resting place forever. Here will I dwell, for I delight in her. I will surely bless her provisions and satisfy her poor with bread. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her faithful people will rejoice and sing. There will I make the horn of David flourish. I have prepared a lamp for my anointed. As for his enemies, I will clothe them with shame. But as for him, his crown will shine. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Thou, O Lord, art in the midst of us, and we are called by thy name. Leave us not, O Lord our God.
Thanks be to God.
Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into thy hands, O Lord.
Peace.
as the apple of an eye.
Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. Lord, let your servant depart in peace. Your word is now have seen salvation's dawn, this child so long foretold. This is the Savior of us all, the Gentiles' promised land.
I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Blessed art thou, Lord God of our fathers,
to be praised and glorified above all forever.
Let us bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Let us praise him and magnify him forever.
Blessed art thou, O Lord, in the firmament of heaven.
To be praised and glorified above all forever.
The Almighty and Most Merciful Lord, guard us and give us his blessing.
Amen.
We confess
to God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, through our own grievous fault. Wherefore we pray God to have mercy upon us. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us all our sins, and deliver us from all evil. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and bring us to life everlasting. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
May the Almighty and merciful Lord grant unto us pardon and remission of all our sins, time for amendment of life, and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Wilt thou not turn again and quicken us,
that thy people may rejoice in thee?
O Lord, show thy mercy upon us,
and grant us thy salvation.
Vouchsafe, O Lord, to keep us this night without sin.
O Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us.
O Lord, hear our prayer,
and let our cry come unto thee.
Let us pray. O God, who by the leading of a star didst manifest thy only begotten Son to the peoples of the earth, lead us who know thee now by faith to thy presence, where we may behold thy glory face to face. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O God, the Father of all, whose Son commanded us to love our enemies, lead them and us from prejudice to truth. Deliver them and us from hatred, cruelty, and revenge. And in your good time, enable us all to stand reconciled before you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord. And by thy great mercy, defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of thy only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Two anthems will be sung this evening. The first is The Three Kings, a composition for solo voice and accompanying chorale by Peter Cornelius. Three kings have journeyed from lands afar to Jordan, led by a guiding star. In David's city, they ask men to tell where the newborn king whom they seek doth dwell. Fine gold and myrrh and incense they bring, an offering to the promised newborn king. The guiding star shining on before, the kings then led to the lowly door. They see the child in a manger bed, and fall before him in worship there. Fine gold and myrrh and incense they bring, an offering to the promised newborn king. And still the star, shining bright and clear, to those who seek it doth yet appear. The star of mercy in peace will bring the pilgrim who seeketh the heavenly king. And failing incense, myrrh, and gold, bring thou thy heart to the Savior's fold. Give him thy heart.
Three kings had journeyed from lands of light to Jordan, led by a guiding star. In David's city they and glee. For those who seek it, doth yet appear. Master of mercy and peace will bring the pilgrim of duty Gethsemaning and falling incense.
The second anthem is Videntes Stella Magi by Claude Rudamels. Seeing the star, the Magi rejoiced with great joy, and entering the house, they found the boy with Mary, his mother, and falling down before him, they adored him, and opening their treasures, offered him presents, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Thank you.
We will lay us down in peace and take our rest.
For it is Thou, Lord, only, that makest us dwell at
of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. For further information, visit complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.